This is Ozarks at Large for Thursday, December 22nd. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Jody Beznoska. She's Vice President for Communications at Walton Art Center. Got all your holiday stuff in a row?
Yeah, actually, don't hate me, but yes.
Oh, I don't hate you. I admire you.
Some people give me the stink eye when I say I'm done with my shopping.
No. But that's just a reflection on how they feel about their own efforts.
Exactly.
Well, congratulations.
No, thank you. No, looking forward to the break.
No, good.
I think it'll be nice.
And you're going to be in Florida?
I will be in sunny Florida. And I just checked it. Actually, will be sunny.
Well, good for
in
you.
Sunny Florida. So happy about
now,
that.
Now, people might give you the stink eye for
yes,
that.
Yes, and I would gratefully accept that because I have to admit that's a little bit awesome.
Walton Art Center has a Christmas gift for us tonight.
We do. Asleep at the Wheel is this evening. It's a 7 o'clock show. This is a wonderful Western swing band. And their show is called Santa Loves to Boogie. So this is the last performance in the Walton Art Center holiday lineup, Christmas lineup. So your last chance to get your groove on with us is tonight at 7. But it's not your last chance to get some live entertainment over the holidays. Theater Squared will continue their incredibly successful run of It's a Wonderful Life all the way through Christmas and into the new year. So plenty of times to see the show, although it is selling faster than anything Theater Squared's ever seen.
And considering that last year they sold out completely and had to add shows to at least three, if not all of their shows.
Yeah. So get your tickets now. Don't wait. And our box office is going to be open all through the week and all through a lot of next week. So you'll be able to come and see us and get tickets if you need to.
Box office open on Monday the 26th?
I don't believe so.
Okay. So.
But I believe we'll be open the days after that. And you can come down and make sure you can get your tickets. So that's pretty much takes us through to the end of 2011 and then puts us into 2012. And we will begin 2012 in January with Brian Regan, a comedian, at 7:30 on the 5th. That show is virtually sold out at this point. So there might be a couple tickets that come open, but your best bet is going to be to come down the night of the show, get on standby, and hope we can get you in. So that's the 5th of January. On the 10th through the 15th of January, we have the Blue Men returning. Mm-hmm. The Blue Man Group is coming back. On the 20th, we have Pancho Sanchez and his band. That's an 8 o'clock show. On the 21st, the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas will be back with their third concert of the season. It's a Masterworks concert, and it's all Russian composers. So we'll have Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 3 in D minor. I've heard that referred to as Rock 3. And we'll have a Shostakovich Symphony No. 5 in D minor, and there's a young pianist who will be doing the first piece, the Rachmaninoff. That is, she's apparently just
perfect,
one of the best. So that's on the 21st. I believe that's I don't know what day of the week that is. That's on the 21st. On the 25th.
That is a Saturday.
Okay. Well, the 21st is Saturday. On the 25th, we have Keb Moe at 7 o'clock. And on the 28th, we have Lewis Black, the comedian, at 8. Lewis Black's show is also basically sold out.
Comedy has done very well this year.
Yes. Apparently, we need some laughs.
Okay.
I guess that makes sense, right? But no. Oh, it's just – it's so exciting. And you know, Lewis Black is well-known among angry comedian lovers.
Yes.
He's a very angry comic.
Yes.
But I think it's going to be a fun show. And then it's February. And as I was writing this down, I can't believe I'm looking into February already. But there's a couple of sort of hidden gems in February that we might not have talked about so far that I just wanted to get on people's radar. The first is on the 2nd of February.
Groundhog Day.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. The Mark Morris Dance Company will be here on Groundhog Day. Love the Mark Morris Dance Company. Mark Morris is one of the greatest living American choreographers. And his company has a real connection to the music that they perform to. Sometimes they perform to live music, sometimes it's recorded, but they're a modern dance company, very innovative, and it's the kind of dance that you will find yourself laughing, actually, when you see it, because he does some really funny things with the human body, not the way you would see it with other dance.
And that's part of the 10x10?
It is. That's part of the 10x10 art series, so you can see that for $10, which is amazing. And then the following night, this is probably going to be my sleeper favorite of the year, is a group called Time for Three. That's on the 3rd of February. That's a Saturday. It's an 8 o'clock show. Time for Three is a trio. It's two violins and a double bass. And they are classically trained musicians, but these guys play everything. They play Bach. They play Katy Perry. They play bluegrass. They love to experiment with fusing music styles. And so this particular show, and they have a wonderful story about how they came together sort of as an accident, as musicians playing together, and they have since made this wonderful career. But they have this great, fun, extremely high energy, very approachable way of playing what is, in effect, trio, classical trio music. Hmm. It's very interesting. And so I'm really, really looking forward to that. That's on the 3rd.
And is that a 10 by 10?
That is also 10 by 10.
So on the 2nd and 3rd of February for $20, you can see world-class dance.
And world-class music.
Not bad.
Pretty good deal, right?
Yeah.
So that's my hint for the first two shows in February. Everything I mentioned makes a terrific last-minute Christmas gift. And as I mentioned, the box office is open. And if you want to get a gift certificate, that's also a good present. But if you want to get tickets, I would recommend finding your way down to us at the box office and coming in and purchasing your tickets there. Because at this point, I don't think we can guarantee that we'll put them in the mail by Christmas time. But
well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Happy holidays.
Yeah, and I won't see you until 2012.
No, it won't be. It'll be the new year by the time I'm back.
Okay. Looking do you make resolutions?
Gosh. Sometimes I do. Mm-hmm. I tend to not keep them.
Well, no one tends to keep their resolutions.
I think New Year's resolutions are a really good thing because it basically it's a time where you get to take stock of the last year.
Right. Yeah. And I think perhaps making these ironclad resolutions is not the way to go, but to think about what you've done and what you want to do or
what
change.
What little things could you do to change? You know, I like to think about, you know, what this is just because it's my job, but, you know, what kind of art forms am I going to explore this year? Mm-hmm. You know, what sort of things am I going to try that I don't usually try? So that's a professional one. And then, of course, you know, more exercise, eating things.
Yeah,
Everybody makes those same resolutions.
Right.
Maybe this year we'll keep them.
Jody, thank you very much.
Thank you, and happy holidays to everybody.